I was on this radio interview a couple days ago on Irish radio, you know, on this, it was like an FM radio station in Ireland, and they had me on there, and they have all these callers calling in. And these people, man, you want to talk about people thinking that you're nuts? Every single person who called in thought that I was a lunatic.
Yeah, Niall, this pastor is most unusual. He's completely off the wall.
Hi, good evening. I don't know whether to laugh or to cry. I'm flabbergasted that somebody like that can come on the radio. I don't even think you're on the same planet as the rest of us. I am absolutely, I'm flabbergasted.
Because to live like that, with that in his mind every day, is unnatural. Now,
but I mean, I can't believe that there's actually people like this and that stupid bumpkin from Arizona.
And I often think, does he ever go to medical people to see that he's okay?
But here's the thing. As I listened to these people talk, it wasn't me that they were mad at. It was the Bible. And you should hear the way these people grit their teeth when they say the Bible.
If he left out the word about the Bible each...
Oh, the Bible.
It's sort of difficult to take a seemingly intelligent man seriously when he speaks of living his life by the Bible.
Oh, the Bible.
The Bible is a book written by men 2,000 years ago. For
oh, the Bible.
If he left out all the time in what he's saying, the Bible.
Everything he says is from the Bible, you know.
If he's following all these laws. I don't know how he can even breathe any day. It's time to be normal.
And they said, I'll bet you when he eats breakfast in the morning, if he eats porridge instead of cornflakes, it's because the Bible said so.
Psychologically, if he eats cornflakes instead of porridge, the Bible said it. If he decides to go for a walk, because that's what's coming across.
Oh, you believe in that book. Oh, that book, the Bible.
The Bible.
The Bible.
The Bible.
The Bible.
A lot of people have the intelligence to take their morals from somewhere other than the book.
Just this total just hatred and disgust in their voice for the Bible.
Unfortunately, what you do, Stephen, is you are taking it literally, right down to the word, which can be quite dangerous because there's a lot of hatred in the Bible as well.
Oh, that book.
I believe if he believes that if you don't read the Bible and don't work and go by the Bible, he'd be the only person in heaven. If he believes it, we'll all be in hell having a great time.
Ah, oh, that book!
Yeah. The Bible is full of lies, so what do you know about that?
The Bible is full of lies.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, that book!
The problem is, everything he says is coming from a book, all right, which is 2,000 years old, which I believe are words of hatred, words of hatred, words of hatred, words of hatred.
Beat him to a pulp.
Words of hatred.
Beat the living crap out of him.
Words of hatred.
Beat him to a pulp.
Words of hatred.
Beat the living crap out of him.
I mean, it's a good thing there was an ocean between us, because these people would have torn me limb from limb.
Beat the living crap out of him.
And here's the thing, everything I said on that radio program was just truth and soberness.
On the planet that I live on, every time there's a whore standing on the corner, she's wearing a miniskirt. That's the planet I live on, planet Earth.
What a radical concept. What, I mean, good, put me in a straitjacket, you know, because I believe that.
Judging, you're judging, so the minute you judge, you'll be judged likewise.
I mean, they were just so mad.
You're absolutely going back over what
okay,
you're
well, saying. Okay, well, if I ever wear a miniskirt, then you can judge me likewise, okay?
They had me on there because they wanted to talk to me about the subject of a woman's place being in the home.
If you want to go home and have your wife boss you around and lord over you, I'll tolerate you doing that. But that's not the way it's going to be in my house, because I'm actually a real man who actually is in charge in my home. And I'm not an effeminate man who lets my wife boss me around and tell me what to do, like most men are becoming today, unfortunately.
I mean, they were just so mad.
I wear the pants, both literally and figuratively.
If you want to give us a call, the number, by the way, is 1850-4...